You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
Welcome back to The Wire. The Fast Track Approvals Bill is a planned piece of legislation that aims to cut through existing consent processes for several future works. These developments include bridges, roads and drilling, which each could infringe on conservation or protected land. The bill has been met with backlash from members of the public, who up until the 19th of April have been able to make submissions on the bill as it goes through the select committee process. Criticisms and protests against the bill have continued in recent weeks, with many claiming that it undermines democracy and allows members of parliament to circumvent conservation laws or expert advice. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's James Meagher, I ask him about the Fast Track Approvals Bill, whether his opinions have changed since the last time I interviewed him, how this bill will affect New Zealand's democracy, and the overall theme of urgency we've been seeing with the current government. Last time I spoke to you about the Fast Track Approvals Bill at the start of April, I called it somewhat controversial. You denied that claim, instead saying that some people don't like that the government is delivering on its promises. Regardless of the definition of controversial, has your opinion on the bill and public perceptions of the bill changed since then?
My opinion on the bill hasn't changed, and I don't really know how I can offer opinions on public perceptions. So, no.
With the bill coming into place later on this year, how many opportunities are there other than the submissions closed for the bill on the 19th of April, earlier this month, for the public to get their voices heard in the development of this bill?
Well, like most bills that go through Parliament, you have the opportunity to have your say during the select committee process. And then, actually, unlike a lot of other bills, there was also the opportunity for the public to have their say during the general election, where this kind of legislation and these policies were campaigned on and won by the coalition government, actually. So there's been a bit of extra consultation for this particular piece of legislation. And then, of course, in 2.5 years' time, when the next election comes up, the public will be able to have its say again on whether or not they think the government's done the right thing. And, of course, you're always entitled to talk with your local MPs and to write to ministers and to advocate for members' bills to try and change legislation and influence policy how you think it should be done.
So what are the actual functional changes then that the bill is introducing to this consenting process?
So this bill sets up a pathway for regionally and nationally significant projects which will allow them to essentially fast-track the consenting process. So as opposed to normally where you'd have to go through an individual local authority or the regional council, put your RMA application in, have it assessed by officials, have it perhaps publicly notified and open to objections and hearings from people without much interest in the particular project, this way we'll go directly through to ministers to consider whether the projects meet the criteria. And then they will be referred through to an expert panel, which will do the consenting process itself instead of regional council officials. And then once the expert panel make their recommendations, that will then go back to ministers for final sign-off.
Who appoints the expert panel for each of these bills?
The expert panel is appointed by, I think, the three ministers, or it might be the minister in charge of RMA reform. I have to check what the bill actually says. But yeah, generally government officials, government panels are appointed by ministers, or it might even be by the Governor General on advice of the ministers.
If the panel recommends the consent should not be granted, can the minister go against this expert panel advice?
Yes, they can. They would have to consider whether or not the views of the panel are in line with the criteria of the bill, and then ministers ultimately have discretion to make their own decision on it within the bounds of what they're able to do under the bill as well. And of course, all ministerial decisions, unlike decisions of Parliament, are challengeable by judicial review in the courts.
This does certainly seem different to processes undergone in the past. Obviously, you mentioned earlier that this Parliament was elected last year, and so it does have a certain right to make decisions. But I think in Aotearoa New Zealand, you know, we've always upheld this idea that democracy continues past the election on into other processes, and this certainly seems like a way of undercutting that, at least in some regard.
Well, if anything, the people who are making the decisions are directly accountable and democratically elected, as opposed to the current consenting process where the people who are making decisions are officials and are not directly elected. So if you want to talk democratic purity, it's actually a more democratic process to have people who are accountable to voters making decisions rather than unaccountable officials. But ultimately, in this whole process, we live in a democracy with regular, free and fair elections. And if people think that the fast-track consenting process for these particular projects is not appropriate, they have the ability to change the government in 3 years' time and change the law. And that's the beauty of the democratic process, is that governments and parliaments must always be in tune and responsive to what the people want.
There were several points during the previous government's COVID-19 response where that government was criticised for fast-tracking similar legislation around lockdowns, vaccines and other such measures. How is this legislation any different to that which was criticised under the previous Labor governments?
Well, it depends. You'd have to speak with specifics on what legislation you're referring to under the previous government. There was a lot which was passed under extreme urgency, a lot of which was justified because they had to deal with the situation at hand. And if you're talking about the similar fast-track legislation which was passed under COVID, which is very similar to this legislation, which allowed projects to go through a fast-track consenting process, then it was actually very, very similar. Ultimately, every government and every parliament gets to determine the laws that it passes, and they can be held accountable by the voters. And I think what you've seen over the past few months in terms of the use of urgency to pass some pieces of legislation, not this piece of legislation, because this one's going through to Select Committee, they were generally in response to policies campaigned on during the election and thoroughly tested through the election. So there is a place for urgency, and what you've seen is a government that I think has used it appropriately, and you'll probably see it used more infrequently over the rest of the term.
Right, so you'd be indicating there that the bills that we've seen so far that have been rushed through this Select Committee process and the fast-tracking of future legislation and consent processes is something we should expect to see less of as the government moves into its second and third year.
Well, if the fast-tracking, you've got to be careful, the fast-tracking of future legislation, we don't want to conflate that with the fast-track consenting bill, which is going through. I mean, it's a very specific piece of legislation which looks at particularly regionally and nationally significant projects and puts them on a different consenting pathway. The RMA consenting process still exists, and for other projects, they will still need to go through the current RMA process until the RMA is reformed, and I think the timetable for reform is through the end of the year. But I think naturally, over the term of a government, as it starts getting into more future or forward-looking proactive policies, some of the ones that take more time to build and structure and have greater implications on the public, you will see more or less and less use of urgency. Because a lot of the use of urgency through the past couple of months has been to repeal policies that were put in place by the last government and revert the country to sort of the status quo of 2022, 2021, where people knew what the legislative framework was, knew what the implications were, and there was less risk of reduced consultation in terms of unintended consequences.
I understand that there is an important distinction between the fast-tracking of bills through the legislative process and this fast-track approvals bill. However, it is representative of a larger theme that this government has of pushing through legislation quite quickly, and certainly around the cutting of red tape and green tape, so on and so forth. There have been worries, however, that if you ask a lot of members of the public, they might not be sure about everything that the government has passed. There's been so many pieces of legislation going through. So I guess, how would you respond to that in relation to your comment that we're returning to a situation where people know how the law works if the government is pushing through so many pieces of legislation that many people can't keep up?
Well, I would push back against the assertion that this has been a particularly unique process that the government's gone through. All governments go through processes of implementing urgency early on in their term because they're elected and they have to be, they have to get on with the job of delivering the policies that people have voted them in to do. So I don't think it's particularly unusual. I think if you look back over the last the term of the last couple of governments and counted up the amount of bills passed through urgency or reduced committee stages, you'd probably see a very similar amount. In fact, towards the end of the last term, I understand that there was quite a bit of stuff pushed through under urgency, and understandably because the government wanted to get the legislation through before the election. So there are always reasons why government will shorten that legislative process, and it's always a balancing act between what is acceptable to the public in terms of the amount of input they can have through that process and the trade-off with the amount of input they have through the democratic process of running regular, free and fair elections. So I would push back on that a little bit. In terms of people being able to follow what legislation is going through, look, at it, it's a complex area, and that's why you elect the MPs and representatives to take care of the lawmaking process for you. And ultimately, we are representatives of, you know, I'm representative of 60, 70-odd thousand people down in Rangitata, and it's my job to make sure that when we legislate, we do so diligently, and we try and put bills through that are the best that they can be. And we won't always get it perfect, and we're always willing to go back and relook and change and amend where we need to. But I'm happy with the process that the government's going through, and I'm just looking forward to getting some of that stuff through the Justice Committee as well, Chichi.
That was the National Party's James Meagher speaking to me about the Fast Track Approvals Bill.
That was our catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.